Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed star time. Give me a big hand for the fantastic man of laughter, Mr. Red Fox.
Did you ever stop to think if the pilgrims had shot bobcats instead of turkeys that we'd be eating pussy on Thanksgiving? Anyone have any tweezers? Pack up all my cares and woes. Here I go, swinging slow. Bye bye. I don't sing that other line. Where somebody waits for me, sugar's sweet and so is she. Bye bye, eagle, dove, parakeet, minor bird. No one here love or understand me. Oh, what hard love stories they all try to hand me. So baby, make my bed and lay down in it. I'll be home in about a minute. Groovy bird, bye-bye, fuchsia bird, chartreuse bird, aquamarine bird, baby, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Blackbird, blackbird, blackbird.
My subjects will vary tonight. I talk about sex and something else I want to talk about. But talk about sex first. It was a young couple in the park, in the dark, in the bushes, together, alone, in the park, in the bushes, by the lagoon, in the bushes, together, and in love with each other in the bushes. And the fella spoke first. The fella said, baby, I sure wish I had a flashlight so I could see what I was doing. She said, I wish you had a flashlight too, because you've been eating grass 15 minutes. I want to mention the cannibals because they're close to us, cousin. And cannibals have a lot of sense. People just put the cannibals down here lately after they ate those missionaries up. Those missionaries wasn't no fool. They knew those cannibals didn't like broccoli and green peas and asparagus and candied yams. They don't want none of that stuff. They like kneecap, elbow, armpit, skull. I gotta dig some skull myself. And cannibals have manners and don't let nobody tell you any different. See, cannibals have good table manners. It's impolite to talk with somebody in your mouth. Isn't it? There was a cannibal chief and a witch doctor eating a missionary. Witch doctor said, Chief, I'm having a ball. Chief said, well, you eating too fast. How many folks here from out of town? It's a beautiful mink, darling. My wife's been begging me for one. Said, Fox, what'll I have to do to get a mink? I said, you're going to have to do like the minks do, only steadier. And with strangers. I was down there in Orange County. A guy walked up in the club where I was working and said, hey, boy, come here. I said, boy, hell, you must have caught me in swimming when it was cold. I ain't no damn boy. He looked at me and said, you know, I like colored people. I said, well, that's weird. Me too. He said, a colored mammy raised me. I said, and one raised me. He said, I nursed a colored mammy's breast. I said, well, you lucky I didn't get to a white one until I was 22. Well, Say, listen. What the hell difference make what color the chick you with is when you go home and pull the light out? See, color disappears with the light out. When the light goes out, it becomes a question of who washed. See, like some guy wrote in the magazine, Negroes have odors. I wrote him a letter. I said, man, if you was hauling garbage and cleaning out sewers, and when you got off from work, the toilet was locked up, and you didn't have no key, you'd get on the bus funky, too. It's plain and simple. And some other idiot wrote in the magazine, Negro girls have illegitimate babies. They do, but they have them. Bible did not say thou shalt not bastard, else some of us wouldn't have made it. Because we know who our mothers are, but remember Speedy Gonzalez. Terrible rascal. It was a mountain family having dinner down in Kentucky. When the young boy reached across the table after a hot biscuit, his mother looked at his father and said, Pa, how old is that boy now? Pa said, must be around 11 or 12, Ma. Mom said, we got to get that boy some pants. You see what he just drug through them mashed potatoes? There's some good-looking folks here tonight. A few ugly ones here and there. You know who you are, you ugly rascal. There was an old ugly broad got on the bus today, a big old fat broad, weighed about 240. She had on four girdles. Big old. She looked at the bus driver, she had this dog under her coat. Bus driver said, you can't get on this bus with no dog. She said, well, you know what you can do with your old bus. He said, yeah, and if you do the same thing with that dog, you can ride. Say, let me tell you this story. St. Peter and Moses and J.C. were on the golf course.
Very good.
Merci. Yeah. St. Peter hit his ball 215 yards. The ball bounced once in the cup, hole in one. Then Moses stepped up to the tee and hit his ball. 210 yards, the ball bounced twice into the cup, hole in one. Then J.C. stepped up to the tee and hit his ball. The ball sliced, went over the trees, bounced off 15 to 20 limbs, fell down some dry leaves, rolled out, rolled down the gully, up a gully, into a sand trap, out the sand trap, across a small lake, into some high grass, mud, weed, straight ahead 100 yards, onto the green, around the cup 12 times, into the cup, hole in one. Moses walked over to J.C. and said, dig, baby. Damn all them miracles, let's play the game. How many married couples here now? Raise your right hand. One. Why y'all get married? Can't you see what people are doing now? Shacking. They're known as Samsonite weddings. Shack. When you get a divorce, all you have to do is pack. I smoke a lot because I don't worry about cancer, Jim. You got to leave here with something. Everybody, I don't care how good they were, they had to split. Yeah, but you think George Washington would like to be standing up there tonight with that uniform on, drinking a nice cool Pabst? Damn right. I know pain because I was a fighter when I was younger. Fought Sugar Ray Robinson before he was champ. Could have killed him too if he'd have slipped in my blood. My parents were mixed, so I don't know what side to hate. My mother was white. I hate to say my father, he might think I was a trick baby. Wasn't that a dog? Some people won't face the truth, but you might as well look at things your own way. You know what I mean? I was laying up in the bed one night trying to get me some FM on the stereo. And by the way, FM was stolen from us, and they switched the initials. You know that belongs to us. You don't believe it, make one of us mad. Let one of us make one of us mad. See, don't you mean three of them for the fight's wrong? Here's a guy told a guy down the pool hall yesterday, he said, I'll take my cue stick and wrap it around your head. He said, I'll be out the jail before you get out the hospital. Just don't waste no time threatening now. Another love. We have some pretty girls. And so have they. Imagine it, folks. World War III is over. Three people survived nuclear war. Rock Hudson, Lena Horne, and Dorothy Kilgallen. A situation like that poses the question, will rock integrate? Damn right he's gonna integrate. You've seen What's My Line. The world has been destroyed. Three people are living in a cave. Sidney Poitier, Ella Fitzgerald, and Sophia Loren. A situation like that poses the question, will Sidney put Ella out the cave? Now I'm right he's gonna put out the game. Penny, into the fallout. The world has been destroyed. Three people are living in a cave. Liberace. Johnny Mathis. And Sonny Liston. Situation like that poses no question. Real cream, a little dab, or do you? You got kids, don't you? My little boy, listen, when we were kids, they were teaching us filth in school. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. You break your neck trying to blow your horn. Well, 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 my pussy fell in the well. My brother was 14 when he got drowned looking for it. Triplets, we were triplets. Three boys born 48 minutes apart. My dad walked in the room, he saw us laying there. Three of us. He looked at my mother and said, Mary, now you pick out the one you want, because I'm going to drown them other two. That's how I learned how to swim. Yeah. Let me tell you a beautiful story. It was a guy in New York City in Grand Central Station in the men's room. He was just sitting there waiting between trains. And he got ready to leave and he noticed there wasn't no paper there. And he had to catch his train. He looked outside, there was nobody out there. He was in there alone. And finally, about 20 minutes past, another guy came and he said, gee whiz, buddy, I'm sure glad you came. I'm about to miss my train. He said, look, would you tell me a piece of that paper out there? Fellas, ain't no paper out here. He said, well, rip me a piece of that hand towel. He said, ain't no hand towel. He said, well, give me a piece of that paper out of the wastebasket. He said, it's empty. They just must have cleaned up in here. He said, look here, pal. You got 2 fives for a 10. He said, and two girls were at the beauty parlor talking, and one girl had on a beautiful mink, and her friend had on a cloth coat with grease around the neck. She said, honey, how you get all those nice clothes all the time? Every time I see you have shoes and dresses to match and your furs and stuff. She said, how you get all those things? The other girl said, well, when I go home, I put on a hat and nothing else. And when my old man waits for me downstairs and I get ready to go outside, I tell him I don't have nothing else to wear but this hat. And then he give me a blank check and I go buy what I want. The other girl said, no kidding. She said, I'm going to try that tonight when I go home. She went home. Her old man was waiting for us, going to take her down to the theater. And she came downstairs and she had on nothing but a hat. He said, where in the hell are you? He said, wait, where you think you're going dressed like that? She said, well, honey, I don't have a thing to wear. He said, well, at least you can do is shave. You look like a bum. I want you to know the origin of Tarzan's yell. I know a lot of you have seen Tarzan in the funny papers, on television, in your movies. See, Tarzan's yell wasn't written in the original Tarzan script. when they made the first Tarzan picture. And I'll prove that yell wasn't written in the script. Listen. Write that down. See what I mean? It wasn't written in the script. Here's how Tarzan got that yell. Tarzan was standing in a tree, holding onto a vine. And Jane was on the ground, running toward the tree with some fruit she'd picked for Tarzan's brunch. And Jane stumbled and fell, and a crocodile crawled out the swamp and charged Jane. With the speed of light, Tarzan swung down out the tree and hollered, "Jane! Jane! Grapevine! Grapevine!" And in the excitement, Jane just reached out. And Tarzan said, "Oh, Jane, baby." My name is Red Fox. REDDFOX, pronounced Red Fox. In Spanish, that's Zorro Rojo. In French, it's Renault Rouge. In Japanese, it's Akai Kitsune. In Chinese, it's Hong Kao. In Swedish, it's Udrev. In Greek, it's Kokini Alapu. In Italian, it's Vol Perosa. In Jewish, it's Roy the Fox. In Apache, it's Kleetu. And in Russian, it's Renovich. You son of a bitch. And in Alabama, it's Mud. It was two guys in Chicago. I was working in a club in Chicago, and two guys sitting ringside. One guy got up and went inside the men's room. He was inside about 30 seconds. He screamed, "Wow!" And his buddy jumped up and ran inside the men's room, thought it was trouble. But the lights had blown out. His buddy was sitting in the dark. He said, "Man, what the hell you scream for?" The other guy said, "I pushed his handle down behind me and like to kill myself." The other guy struck a match. Say, "Hell, no wonder you like to kill yourself. You're sitting on the mop bucket." All together, fellas. Say, let me tell you about this spook cat hit the number in New York. Hope you don't get offended when I say spook, because I'd rather be called a spook than a big N. I can say this to folks, though, regardless. If the marchers fail, I know for a fact that the dart blowers are next. It won't be funny they be sitting on the bus and... St. Louis, that's my home. Born and bred there. I don't know where I was buttered. Don't get me wrong, I'm all cool, but I got a brother named Gladys that's weird. It was two guys came in here last night. You should have been here. One guy said, "I don't want to go in there because when they see I'm pregnant, they'll laugh." The other guy said, "Pregnant? Whose is it?" He said, "How should I know? I don't have no eyes in the back of my head." I want to mention World War II because a lot of you know that I was a hero. Wasn't easy though, backing up. I backed up so far in one battle, I bumped into a general. He said, "Why are you running?" I said, "I'm running because I cannot fly." She'll ask you some dumb stuff under pressure. Me, a potential hero, laying in my foxhole lonesome thinking about my wife back in Hattiesburg. I mean Harrisburg, sorry. I was thinking about my wife back home giving away all that good furniture. I was overseas 4 years, man. Came back home, my old lady met me in San Francisco and said, "Fox, Fox, your father." I said, "Hold on just a moment here. One, two, three, four. I said, you a mother. Just one of those things, marriages like that. I got a sister 40 years old, never been married. I said, why don't you get married, sis? She said, for what? I got a dog that growls, a fireplace that smokes, a parrot that cusses, and a cat that stays out all night. Now, what the hell I need with a husband? All marriages aren't like that, though. Now, take my wife to Egypt and don't never come back. Yeah, please, care somewhere. I work with those pretty strippers out in Hollywood. You know, those pretty girls take all their clothes out. You saw me on television that night with the pretty girl. She had almost cut off her. She was just beautiful girl. It's a drag, damn. I go home, my old lady laying up there looking like somebody's brother. Matter of fact, my old lady is somebody's brother. It is cold, but we're warming it up. Here's a poem to women. It's called A Poem to Women. A poem to women. Here's to woman, creature divine, blooms every month and bears every nine. The only thing this side of hell that can get goodies from a nut without breaking a shell. That's woman. Get goodies from a nut without breaking a shell. There was a guy in the movie with a chick, and the lights were low, and they had her hair a little close. She said, Paul, you cold. He said, no, baby, I'm not cold. You holding my popsicle. Everybody like a cornball. Am I choking you to death, darling? I heard that before. It was a girl in the barber shop. It was a girl in the barber shop getting the haircut. She was eating all day sucker, and the barber looked over and said, you got hair on your lollipop? She said, yeah, and I'm only 14. Say, let me tell you though, last year, this is true, I wouldn't lie to none of y'all because you the folks here that kept me out the penitentiary. Yeah, I'd have to be here trying to entertain you. I could be somewhere now breaking into your homes while you were here watching whoever was here. There's a lot of ways to get a smile on your landlady's face. But this sister in New York City wanted to go to the march to Washington so bad, she took some of the money she had saved to go to Washington on this big march. And she got on the train, she had a big zipper bag filled with chicken, and she put the chicken in the zipper bag on the seat beside her. And she looked out the window on her way to Washington for the great march. And she felt like a piece of chicken, so she just reached beside her and zipped it open, took out a big piece of chicken, zipped it back up, ate the chicken, leaned in the window, and went to sleep. Train got to Philadelphia. Place was crowded. Everybody's going to Washington. Train was crowded. And the guy walked over where the sister was sitting with her zipper bag, and he picked her zipper bag up. She was sleeping in the window, so he just put her zipper bag up on the rack, and he sat down beside her. The train got to Baltimore and hit that curve. It sort of shook the old sister. She sort of woke up, and she felt like another piece of chicken. She was looking out the window to see how close she was to Washington. And she just reached beside her and zipped. Reach. She said, now, wait a minute. She said, I know damn well I had more in a neck and two gizzards. That's good reaction. I'd say that was a humdinger. And you know what a humdinger is, don't you? A humdinger, that's a girl that starts to hum every time she sees a dinger.
Why don't you have it? Oh, my goodness.
I don't care who take over my old lady, man. There's an ugly sucker that can walk with a chain. I took out Halloween. People just laughed. Just knew I had won a prize somewhere. My old lady's brother wanted to go to a costume party, but he didn't know what to go dressed as, so he just sprayed some deodorant in his beard and went dressed as an armpit. And her cousin wanted to go, and he wanted to go dressed like Adam. You know what I mean? He got a nice physique. So he went out to old Melrose to get some fig leaves, a couple of fig leaves, so he could go dressed like Adam. And they looked all over the fig leaves. They couldn't find a fig leaf big enough so he could go decent. So he asked the clerk, he said, "Hey, clerk there, buddy. Hey, clerk boy, buddy." He said, "Look, what do you think I ought to do?" Clerk said, "I think you ought to throw that coat on your shoulder and go dressed as a gasoline pump." Say, you remember about 3 years ago a guy out here found $240,000 on the street somewhere downtown here in Los Angeles? Remember that? You remember that fella? $240,000 cash, he found it in a bag. Was home free with the door locked, 5 10s, 20s, unmarked by a human being. No one knew he had it. He was in debt and could have got straight. And he called the authorities up and told them, "I found this money that could have kept me cool for the rest of my life, and I want y'all to have it back." He lived next door to me. The reporters came out there and walked all across my grass and stuff and said, "Man, why that?" And the reporter reckoned, he said, "Fox, if you had found that money, would you have turned it in?" I said, "Yes, I would have turned it in. I would have turned it into a pillowcase." And caught me a jet plane for the Congo. Hired 10,000 Mau Maus at $1 apiece. Sat down in the center of them while they were sharpening their poison darts and spears and blowguns. And dad, somebody come and ask me something about $240,000. Yeah, you don't get a shot like that often, Jim. 240 big ones. You can get a river full of alligators with that kind of money. Alligators have them. Animals have a lot of sense. A lot of humans don't like dogs. I've heard people say, "Get that old dumb dog out of my way." I said, "Sucker, how could a dog be dumb when they can understand English and you can't speak dog?" And people today pamper their dogs. They have a certain amount of cod liver oil and certain vitamins over here and some more stuff and some stuff for their coat. I had a dog eat spaghetti like this. During depression, people didn't care much. During depression, we might have felt good to find a dog in our neighborhood. It seemed like all of them knew what was about to happen and just start disappearing. I remember one time, "Good night, folks. Do come again. If you can't come, phone. My number is normal, OU812. During depression, I remember depression time. We had it rough back there. Christmas of 1931, our landlady got put out. My grandmother was standing by the stove fixing to cook in case anything came. My grandfather was in the backyard trying to catch a gopher with his crutch. And he called my grandmother and said, "Helen, the garbage man's here." She said, "Well, tell him to leave 3 cans. Maybe you haven't seen it rough, some of you folks. You're just youngsters in a sense. You know, you don't remember depression, some of you. But to make poverty look like a picnic. I helped poverty today. I ran over a tramp. Listen, I want to show you how you can make a story out of a sentence by leaving one word off each time. Here's a sentence. Oh, George, let's not park here. Oh, George, let's not park. Oh, George, let's not. Oh, George, let's. Oh, George. Oh! Say, listen. Confucius was one of our great minds, next to Joe Louis. No, I don't know if you heard Joe speak on racial prejudice, but I swear, he amazed me. Because all these years I've been in the dark about the prejudice thing. But Joe cleared it up for me. When he walked in the microphones at NBC, CBS, Canadian Royal Air Force Radio, Radio Free Europe, Joe spoke. And I mean, folks, he spoke. He said, Now, thank you so much. You don't forget a message like that. Hold that close to your hearts, folks, and tell somebody else sometime what he said. Now, a few Confucius. Thank you, dear. I appreciate you having fun. Confucius say, penny's not best thing in world, but next to it. Confucius also say, better to sleep with old hen than pull it. I didn't know you knew about chickens. Well, you can tell, well, listen, a lot of folks here come from the country and try to, you know what I mean, forget it. I passed by a haystack one time in Tennessee, and the fellow was in the haystack with his girl. He said, kiss me, baby, kiss me. She said, I will not. I shouldn't even be doing this. That's the way to live. You got to draw the line somewhere. Sure. Confucius also say, girl who bathe in vinegar have sourpuss. There was a guy who went in the dentist's office and he was a little nervous, and the dentist could see that he was a little nervous. So he told the guy, he said, look, I got a little private bottle here I keep for patients such as yourself. So I come here a little bit nervous. He said, take your shot out there while I go in and finish this other patient. So this guy, little guy, was sitting there, and Dennis left this big bottle with him in the glass. He poured one drink and downed it. And he saw that Dennis hadn't came back yet, so he just took another one. He had about 8 drinks right there real fast, trying to beat the dentist to become before he came back. Dennis came back, he was slouched down on the couch. Dennis looked at him and said, you feel a little braver now? He said, damn right, I like to see somebody mess with my mouth. Let me tell you, it was a couple laying up in the bed one night, and they was half high, and they sort of felt like confessing to each other and sort of get used to each other because they hadn't been married too long. And the wife said, Bill, I want you to know there's been a man in my life. And he turned to her, he said, and I want you to know there's been a man in my life. See, here was a guy who walked in his house one night. Let me tell you, walked in his house and caught his old lady wrong. I mean, dead wrong. Dead wrong. He stood there in the doorway. And his old lady was pretty slick, though. She raised up in the bed. She was laying there with the neighbor. She looked at her husband. She said, that's right. Go on and stand there and believe your goddamn lying eyes. This is a prayer. Like to wish Governor Wallace of Alabama 5-car accident with no survivors. A slow ambulance with four flat tires and no spare. A junkie doctor with a $200 a day habit with a gorilla on his back and a rusty scalpel in his hand as he's operating on the governor, and a hospitalist burning down on top of the operating table, and frozen fire hydrants from Alabama to Nova Scotia. And if they ever thaw out, muddy water in his coffin, other than that, Godspeed. May lightning strike him in the heart 88 times just before some hungry, hydrophobia-filled possums chew through his expensive coffin for something strange to eat. Amen.